Here's an example of an ICC session in which referral monitoring is taking place, as well as discussion of follow-up activities. The child and family team members discussed Sarah's progress and participation at the Boys and Girls Club for the last month, inquired about her motivation to attend and interest in activities. Sarah reported conflict between her and other girls reporting bullying and name-calling from these two girls. ICC coordinator discussed strategies to increase support at the Boys and Girls Club. Therapist suggested increasing therapy services 2 times a week for the next month to practice assertiveness and appropriate communication skills to reduce Sarah's anxiety. Clinician discussed practicing these skills for the next month, 2 times a week prior to attending the Boys and Girls Club to increase assertiveness. The client treatment plan will be adjusted the next business day, and signatures from the client and parents will be obtained in the next therapy session on 8/1/20. So you may have noticed that here we are exploring the client's progress based on challenges she's experienced, and there is discussion on strategies to increase her support. The team discusses increase of services and what the client will work on to improve her anxiety based on challenges the client has reported. Once again, we are not providing TCM or linking to a resource or providing a skills building session. However, we are monitoring how the client is doing based on these referrals provided. What skills does she still need to work on, and what is working and what is not working? And what are the adjustments we will be making based on the client's progress or challenges?